close the work session. But call, leading board, this work, this is oil there.
Kind and gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity, the beautiful day you provided for us today. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide this mayor, this council, in all the decisions they undertake. Some of them being difficult, but please continue to lead and guide them and put them in the direction that we need, the path we need to go to make our town and our city much better. Thank you for them, thank them for their service, and we thank you for your blessings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Council Knights. You have before you the minutes from the previous meeting. Do I have a motion to accept the meeting, the minutes as presented?
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second.
A motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Not tonight. Council, you have for you the bills for payment, which is a total of $871,653.97. And then your payroll for 2 weeks is $149,488 with a total.
This is just with the 81,000.
Okay. So that total is not going to be. So we had $149,488 yeah. in payroll as well. I'll call your attention to one thing. That's what we were discussing here. If you look at the PCA insurance, we were up for renewal, and we're going to pay that in three quarterly payments. So that quarterly payment that was made or will be made is $81,454. So in your final total, that is $800,000 on your line item total, but $244,362 of that was the insurance, but we're only paying that by the quarter. So, does anybody have any questions? But there's some other big bills on here as well. Blue Cross Blue Shield's one of our major ones, and then our power bill is on here as well. If you look at it, it was $260,000 of that. So, and that's just one of the power bills. That's not, that's the one that come from Alabama Municipal Electric Authority, and we still got another one that'll come for this month as well, but it'll be on the next bills. Anybody got any questions about the bills for payment tonight?
So Kevin, just real quick, just to put down, so the bills after we, when we do that, the total bills is going to be $708,745.97. That's taking out the other two-thirds of that payment, just to kind of put that out there.
Yeah, for this month.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's going to be a month. I don't think it's going to be quarterly. I think it's going to be 3 months. I think
okay.
That's what you said, but I was thinking that paper did say quarterly.
All right. Anybody got any other questions? Can I get a motion to pay the bills?
Make a move. We pay the bills.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
I got a motion. A second. All in favor of paying the bills?
Aye.
Sorry. Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? Tonight, Council, I have a letter from the Housing Authority asking for me. It says it's a mayor's appointment, but I would still like to bring it for you guys to reappoint Max Singleton back to the Health Care Authority Board. Sorry, I said health care. We've been talking about health care. Housing Authority Board, which will expire on March 31st. I think Max's been on this board for a long time.
And make a motion, Kevin.
Okay. I got a motion, a second, to appoint Max Singleton back to the Piedmont Housing Authority Board. Any discussion on that? Any discussion? Nothing. I got a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Before you tonight, Council, we have a resolution 2601. Amending the certification incorporation of the Piedmont Healthcare Authority of the City of Piedmont stating that a director of the authority are not required to statutory residency requirements under 1982 Healthcare Authority Act. We were discussing that in the business meeting. What that'll do is basically just make it to where you don't have to live in the city of Piedmont to serve on that board.
I'll make a motion we table it until a further meeting, some more research can be done on that.
I'll second.
Okay, I got a motion, second, to table this resolution. Okay, any other discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, next on the agenda tonight, we have a resolution for approved resolution giving the city the authority to remove unsafe housing and other structures at 203 Oladaga Road and place a lien on the property.
Make a move we approve that resolution.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to adopt resolution 202602. I've got a motion second. Any discussion about that at all?
Hey, Kim, who do we have that ensures that the liens are being, who does that being placed against these properties?
Charles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want to make sure we are getting the liens placed, and you know, if we say we're doing it, I just want to make sure we're getting that done.
Okay.
Oh, this ain't the last
one. No. So we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Also, we have another resolution for approval. It's 2026-03, giving the city the authority to remove unsafe housing and other structures at 307 Harris Avenue in Piedmont. And lien will be placed on the property as well.
Make a motion.
I've got a motion.
The resolution 2026-03.
I've got a motion and I have a second.
Make a second.
I've got a second. Any discussion about that? And a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have another resolution for approval. 2026-04, giving the city of Piedmont the authority to remove unsafe housing and other structures at 6656 Old Piedmont Gaston Highway, and a lien to be put on the property.
I'll make a motion.
I've got a motion. I got a second. I've got a second. Any discussion? No discussion. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. That's very much needed. Thank you. And we did sign two other, just to let you guys know, we did sign two other contracts this week for structures to be removed as well. That the residents are willing and give us permission to remove the housing. One of them was at the corner of Calhoun and Center Avenue, and the other one was
put one on.
Yeah, you slipped one in on it. But I know that one, and I'll get the other one. But we did sign two this week that we're going to be removing per the property owner's approval. So
that one, is that right across from, so the one on Center Avenue, is it the one where they just redid the sidewalk in front? Is that what?
Yes.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The one on the corner, the yellow house?
Yep.
Or I say it's yellow house.
Yeah.
So that one, we signed that contract today. So as quick as they get the utilities unhooked from it, it'll be coming down hopefully maybe end of the week, maybe first of next week. So we're cleaning things up. It's going to look a lot better when we get all this stuff pushed through. So. All right, with that, do we have any visitors' comments tonight, Chief?
I don't see any.
All right.
Okay, we do have one.
Okay.
just introduce myself, John Gibbons. I'm a local air conditioning contractor. I do most of this work for the city. Just to kind of bring to attention, there's two units on this building. One of them services, I believe, the front for the firefighters, and then the other one is part of this front hallway for this building. This one's going to need a compressor, around $4,000 replacement. You're probably looking at $12,000. The one for the fire station, it's going to be a cooling only, because the part is just don't make it anymore, or make it where it will be a heat pump and operate. So it'll be just this coming winter just on heat back to heat strips. So just to kind of bring some attention to what's going on here, and then I believe I put a quote in for a mini split at the well pump out at the Clark Center. It's going to need to be replaced. It's just leaking faster than I can fix the leaks. And so just and I'm not sure Ben put that in the papers, but just kind of.
It's not.
I have a size. Well,
Ben's not here.
What size units are these? Tuesday.
On this building, there's one of them that is a
seen anything.
6 tons, which is this one for this part of the building. The one that is for the fire station is 5 ton. These are all commercial three-phase systems, and they were put in when the building was built. So, and then repaired on many times. So, we're just getting to that point where things are getting incredibly expensive and parts not being able to be found. So I just wanted to, when things are getting called and stuff like that, I just kind of wanted to let everybody know. That's all I got to say. If there's any questions, I'll take them. But
will you get with the chief and get us a formal quote? Okay. And everything on what needs to be done. That way we'll have some accurate figures to look at.
Probably I just wanted to kind of give a little bit more synopsis to everybody. That way it's not just a piece of paper sitting here.
I got you.
Yep. It's just a number that nobody knows about. So.
Yeah. John, we appreciate you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right, good evening.
Thank you. Any more visitors, comments, Chief?
That's all.
Nothing. Council reports, Ms. Williams? Mr. Cobb?
I just have a couple of things. I still have a little issue on Sanford. It needs to be cleaned up. It's still like it was.
The ditch?
It was. I went there yesterday. It may have been cleaned today.
We may not be looking at the same place because I went out looking. It looked like Tim and his crews had went out.
You know what they're doing, this construction work?
Yeah.
And it goes up by the house,
mm-hmm.
That ditch that goes up to Sanford.
Have they mowed it? It looks like they mowed it and everything recently?
Yeah, and they uncovered it all. And it's like you can actually burn it. It's that much garbage there.
Oh, garbage. Okay. Well, I was under a different impression. I thought you were talking about the rubbish and stuff that was in the ditch. I went and looked at it, and
it's garbage.
Okay. All right. I'll get Tim to get somebody to get it cleaned up. I thought last council meeting you were talking about it was overgrown, that it was rubbish.
No, it's been good.
Yeah, when you talked about burning it,
It wasn't as bad until they cut it.
Okay.
And they uncovered it.
Okay.
They uncovered the bones.
All right. Sorry, Frank, was misunderstanding.
Right.
Anything else?
That's all.
Mr. Epps.
I'm good, sir.
Mr. Stiles.
I'm good.
Mr. Farmer. I'm not going to skip you tonight, Ms. Tasha. Have you got anything tonight? Nothing?
Mm-hmm. It is something that
Go ahead.
I have sent you a message on the Parents After Meeting.
We did. I looked into that lease, and we do have a lease. I was going to talk to you about that after council meeting. We do have a lease with the Head Start on that building, and there's nowhere in the lease that says that. And I think where they're getting is I don't know how much they can allow in the building. But we'll find another place within the city for you guys to meet. If I have to give you a key to the Civic Center and you go meet whenever. But that the Peppertown Committee does a great service for that community, and we're not going to hinder anything. Anything the city can do to help that committee and keep what they are doing going, we're going to do. So it may not be at the Head Start building, but we'll find and get you a place that suits the needs that where you guys can meet anytime and every time you want to meet. So
okay.
We will do that. Where was that? I already got to you. It's to me. All right, really, I've covered everything I had tonight during the work session. Like I said, we're going to send out our grass cutting will be sent out tomorrow to bid for the grass cutting for the season. The last time it was bid was in 23. And last year, and it was a $5,000 a month bid. Got to look into a little bit of that and don't know that that's exactly the way it's being done, but I'll leave that there. But we are going to bid that this week. So put it out there for us, please. If anybody's interested in cutting our cemetery, our parks, the trail, we would like to have that in as quick as possible because we need to get that done. So other than that,
Park and Rec stuff closed today.
Park and Rec job will close tomorrow. So and hopefully within the first of the week, I've spoke with Mr. Epps. He's going to set in with the interview process on that, and then Mr. Rogers as well. So just as quick as that closes and we get all the applications in, we'll fill that position. Anybody got anything else tonight? I have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I got a motion, I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great.
Stay here. I got it.